Thank you for leading that song, Matt. That's a beautiful song. So many powerful words in that. I love that verse as well, where thou, O Christ, art all I want, all I have, and his work in the world, and it goes on with us for us today. I want to welcome each one to this part of the service here as well, and welcome our visitors to join with us in worship. I would like to turn this morning to a very familiar chapter, Luke chapter 17. And here we have an account of people that were in a desperate strait, and they cried out to Jesus, and the result was spectacular on their part. Luke chapter 17 and verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto them, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. I love this scripture for a number of reasons. One is that it's something really good happened. But there's more. There's just like a good piece of literature, there's many layers to this story. And probably the layer that we are all familiar with was, it pays to be thankful. That's probably one that we know about, and it's very good, actually. It's very positive. This summer we were talking to one of our relatives that suffers a lot from pain, and he said that finally he's able to manage it somewhat with some herbs and a positive attitude. Whenever he just tries to be thankful. And whenever he becomes grouchy, his pain level increases. And of course, that makes him grouchier too, yet. But when he's thankful, it actually helps his pain level. And his wife sometimes reminds him, hey, you got to change your attitude. Be thankful. Anyhow, that was a blessing to hear his testimony on that. That was someone we know and love. Well, here were these men. They were unified in their cry to Jesus. They were all in a desperate place. And they all cried. And if you read the story of lepers in the Bible, you know that it was they were outcasts for a reason. People were afraid of that, afraid of catching it. In fact, in the law, it gave direction on how to separate lepers from the people. But when Jesus came, you know, he never left, to our knowledge, he never left a leper. And yet, we don't know it all. We don't know all the stories, but here were these men that cried out to Jesus, and he heard their cry and healed them in a tremendous way. They didn't just all of a sudden were not lepers. He said, go show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, it says they were cleansed. And so it took a little faith on their part to actually start that journey. And if they would have just simply reasoned and said, well, we got to stay away, you know, we're lepers, They knew that they couldn't go to the priest in this kind of condition. If they would have only used reason, they may have never moved off the spot. But faith is trusting the one that gives direction. Hebrews tells us faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes that's a little bit hard to actually put into words. But I think faith is doing the next right thing. I read an interesting story this past week, and it's the title of the book is Gray Matter, and I haven't finished the whole thing. But the story that really impressed me was a story about a man that this doctor, Dr. Levy, is a Jewish doctor with Christian roots, and he learned to pray with his patients. He just started to, before he had brain surgery, he would say, it's my practice to pray with you. And if it doesn't make them uncomfortable, then he just prays a simple prayer for direction and for their recovery. And it has proved to be a blessing to him over and over again. And finally, the nurses started to, he usually did it just alone, but then there was a time that a nurse was in there and he prayed with them, and very receptive. And finally, other doctors were involved, and all of them were a tremendous blessing. It was a tremendous blessing to be there. Some of the doctors didn't respond. They didn't think that prayer was all that necessary. But there was no hostility, and there was always good. It was all good until this one man, he felt like, you know, this prayer is such a blessing that nothing can go wrong. And so he had this one person that needed a very delicate surgery, and he did his normal prayer, and everything went terrific in surgery. And after surgery, it looked like it was a complete success. And then all of a sudden, just very soon after that, things were going south for him. And the man lost the use of his limbs, which he had immediately after surgery, but he became a quadriplegic. And hardly any movement. With a lot of therapy later, he got a little movement back in his hands, but he was in a wheelchair. And things definitely did not go good. And the doctor was just devastated because he had faith, he had prayed, he had done everything right. And this, as time went on, he got to see this doctor, this patient, again and again, and it didn't change. The man was hostile and angry at him and wanted to know what went wrong, and it seemed like everything went right. But before that time, before he got to that point, he had other surgeries to do as well. And when he saw that this didn't work out, you know, this was just hours later after his surgery, this man became a quadriplegic. He said, you know, it made him doubt his faith. It made him doubt whether prayer was really the good thing to do. Maybe he should just go back to professionalism and just his own skill, because he was a very skilled person. And just be like all the other doctors, just not pray. But he decided that he wouldn't change his practice. So his next patient came, was an old lady, and he prayed with her just like he had done before, even though it was almost mechanical, even though he really didn't know what was going to happen. His faith was, and his prayer was shattered, and he didn't know where God was. But he did the next right thing. And he prayed with this older lady. She appreciated it very much. And on the other side of the curtain, a voice called to him and said, when you're through there, Doc, come pray with me. He said, my doctor didn't pray with me. And there was a man there that was waiting surgery as well. And he wanted prayer. And so he went over and prayed with this man as well. Surgery for this older lady went beautifully. Everything went great. And his takeaway was that always do the right thing. Faith is doing the next right thing. And for that, it became a blessing not only to him, it restored his faith in God, but it also was a blessing to the people that he ministered to in a very definite way. And so thankfulness and blessing, a part of prayer, that's just a small part of faith. These lepers experienced that. They experienced tremendous blessing with exercising faith. It wasn't about us. It wasn't just about them. It was about God. And I know that sometimes we pray hard for some things that don't happen. And sometimes we wonder, where is God in those circumstances? But God is there, and he is there. He doesn't change. His long-term plan stays in effect, and it's up for us to do the next right thing. These people, Jesus was expecting a return on the ones that were healed of leprosy. There was only one that came back, and Jesus said, where are the nine? Weren't there 10 cleansed? Where are the nine? Sometimes I wonder if he's still asking that today. People that enjoy the blessings that he gives, but don't reciprocate thankfulness and joy. So this morning, I'd like to leave us with that challenge of not only being glad, like these lepers were, but being thankful in our walk of life and the way that we live. Let's bow our heads for prayer.